Lord, you are our foundation. You are all powerful, almighty, all loving, all boiled into one beautiful person. And we love you and we praise you for that. Thank you for loving us so much that you created us and that you walk with us moment by moment, day by day. Lord, speak to us as Roland comes up and has a word from you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. You can have a seat.
So you guys are going to pass out some flowers. So everybody gets a flower. It is Valentine's Day this week. So I wanted to get a little gift for people. So walk around and hand those out. So good morning, church family. I am Roland. I am a member here at your church. And so I'm giving the message today. I had asked, actually first before, Scott's not here. Scott always does the special shirt thing, so I decided I would do a special shirt thing for. So, as it is Valentine's Day this week, I decided we were going to talk about love. Or Scott and I decided, or actually God decided. So, little backstory on, so Scott asked me back in December to speak when he was away. And I said, well, what do you want me to speak on? And he said, well, Valentine's Day is like the week after, so why don't you speak on love? And so I decided that would probably be a good idea, right? Kind of thing. Everything always sounds better when you're like 2 weeks, 2 months away than, you know, it's like that day, and then all of a sudden you're nervous speaking today. But and my first thought was, Valentine's Day. So we talk about Valentine's Day, and the neat thing about Valentine's Day is we celebrate a guy who was persecuted by the Romans. Normally we are celebrating a guy who was persecuted by the Romans, right? So little background on what Valentine's Day is. St. Valentine was a Christian back in the, you know, back in the old times, and the Roman people decided that they didn't want people getting married, so they decided that, you know, getting married was not a thing. And Valentine decided apparently that it was a good thing to marry people, and so he did it, you know, behind people's back, and he was martyred for his belief in that. So we celebrate Valentine's Day today for that reason. So again, when Scott, everybody, awesome, the children, you are dismissed to kids time. So with that, all right, so we are looking here at I want to show you this. So when Scott asked me to talk about love, I decided, I had a little story on this. You can see it up there probably better than you can see it here, but I decided on this scripture verse because years ago, I used to have a pet bird. And I was at Joann Fabrics one time, and I found these rocks. There were three of them at one time. Can anybody guess what the other two birds that I had were? This one's love. Faith and hope, right? So I brought these three home in a bag, and I put the bag on a table. And, you know, like a week later, I decided I'd probably put them up on my bookshelf. But at that point, they had fallen off the table, and two of them had broken. Sad, right? Faith and hope were gone. But it brought in my head, the greatest of those must be love, right? So when Scott asked me to speak on love, I decided that this has been my scripture verse, kind of faith and hope, but the greatest of these is love. So, and I'm very careful with this that I don't break it. So I was very nervous about bringing it out of my house. It sits on my bookshelf. Every once in a while when I'm walking by it, it reminds me that's why I'm here. So the scripture verse basically is, yes, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. And so I've always wondered, you know, why is the greatest of these love, right? And so I decided to actually do some research on that. Backstory, one of my things for this year, I don't really do resolutions, but I just want to be more loving. That was my thing. I just want to be more loving. How can I be more loving to people? Our Monday night Bible study is actually on 1 Corinthians 13 because we want to learn about, that's the love chapter, right? But why is the greatest of these love? And so these are some of the books that I read through over the last couple months. So I recommend them greatly. The Greatest Thing in the World was probably one of the better ones, but The Love Life and Love Gives Life. And so that set me up kind of for where we are today, talking about love. I've got a little, so Scott last week was talking about, and the interesting part, like I say, I think God is in the hand in all this, but when Scott asked me in December, I picked this verse, and I never told him kind of what verse I was taking. It was just about love. Last week, he actually set me up really well for this week, or I think God set us both up for this week, because he landed on 1 Corinthians 12:12. That was his last, verse that he really talked about. And we all know what he's talked about are those of us who were here. If you don't know that, it's, love is patient, love is kind. And so, I got the shirt. I also had to get the funny video because Scott gets funny videos. So I've got a funny video that kind of...
Love is patient.
Like not honking the horn when you're already 11 minutes late.
Love is kind.
It's doing all the chores so she can wake up to a clean house.
It does not envy.
Being truly joyful when your friend gets the promotion, even if you didn't.
It does not boast.
Love does not remind your kid of his 20-game losing streak.
It is not proud.
How about we apologize more often?
It is not rude.
And let's not value a like over someone's feelings.
It is not selfish.
Love shares that last cookie.
It is not easily angered.
It breathes when it wants to scream.
It keeps no record of wrongs.
Love does not bring up the past, even though right now it would be really convenient and totally win me this argument.
Good night.
Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth.
Love doesn't get excited when people get destroyed online.
It always protects.
Love always stands guard.
Always trusts.
Always leans into the promises.
Always hopes.
Always sees what's possible.
Always perseveres.
Always gets up. One more time.
Love never fails.
And it's always worth it.
So that in a recap of modern day, we all have a chance to love every day in those little ways that face us every day. So it's important to remember that was kind of a synopsis of the first 12 verses of 1 Corinthians 13. So I want to give a little perspective here and realize I got to get my notes. I was so excited about the flowers. Did they come out okay? All right. I was going to buy flowers, but then I'm like, flowers are really expensive. And I will say that one of the things that I learned, I did say love is patient, love is kind while I was making the flowers because it was a process, right? So we learn as we go. So. This will help me so I don't have to look at the screen. So going back in the first 12 verses of 1 Corinthians 13, we have to realize, and even going back beyond that in chapter 12, this was a letter to the Corinthians, right? He was writing to the Corinthians, the church at Corinth. And he was trying to impart some wisdom on them and try to get them to see what God wanted them to see. And so in chapter 12, he's really talking a lot about the fact that they were doing a really good job of being Christians in their giftings. So they were sharing their giftings with people. And whether it was, teaching or hospitality or all those kind of things, he was basically saying to them, you guys are doing a great job in all of those things. Your gifting is awesome. You're sharing those things. And then in 1 Corinthians 13, he's basically saying, here's the problem, though, with the fact that you have these gifts. You're not doing them in love. And you're not spending time realizing, why are we doing these things? Are we doing these just to do them? Are we doing them in name only? Or are we actually doing these out of love? Is there a reason for that? Are we doing this because God asked us to do it, or are we doing this because it's something we check off and say, I'm doing this to check off? And the reality is that the Corinthians weren't doing that. And he actually concludes chapter 12 by saying, I will show you a still more excellent way. And that brings us into chapter 13, right? Which is, he tells us about love. Love is patient, love is kind, holds no wrongs, those kind of things. And to put it even more into perspective, he goes on in chapter 14, 1 Corinthians 14, he wants to continue to forward this principle that will determine how the church operates in their spiritual gifts, particularly their prophecy and their tongues. So the principle is that everything must be done in the gathered church in order to build up others. And so if we're not doing things to build up others, if we're not doing things out of those things of love, he's told them we're not doing what God has asked us to do. We're not definitely fulfilling that, you know, what we need to do. And so he's also, I always love the fact that in admonishing them in chapter 13, he does that out of love, right? He's like, you know, it's not like he puts them down and says, you know, you guys are awful for this. He doesn't condemn them or any of that thing. He basically says, let's do better, right? And we'll lift each other up. He lifts them up in telling them they need to lift people up. And so that's an important message. I'm not pushing these forward, am I? All right, there we go. All right, so we have to have a little perspective on what's going on here. Here's the irony. While the Corinthians thought that they were advanced spiritually, that they were doing all the things they needed to do with their spiritual gift, Paul says that they actually weren't advanced, because the most advanced thing to him was love. That if we're not loving of other people and we're not showing that love, then that's the most advanced thing. He says that love is the very path that leads to exercising these gifts in the way that God intends. So love is the way that we use our gifting to serve God's people. So that our seeking gifts is really just another means of seeking to love our brothers and sisters. And so the more we're working on our gifts, we should be working on those gifts because we want to use them to reach other people and show them that love, show them those gifts. And he basically also said we are to pursue love as we seek spiritual gifts, because love gives life to gifts and love outlives gifts. And so the more we are showing people that love and we're doing things out of love, it's going to grow more and more. And hopefully those people that we're touching will reach other people and they'll share that love. And so again, this is all this perspective on where we're going. I'm having a hard time. My thing is not showing as big as I'd like it to, so I apologize. So, why is love the greatest? And I have a bunch of different reasons that we can find in Scripture as to why love is the greatest. The number one thing is God commands that we love, right? He basically says that in Matthew 22, 36, 39, that, you know, people, teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind. And that is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is love your neighbor as yourself, right? So if the first and second greatest commandments are love, I believe that love is probably the greatest, especially with faith and hope. And we're going to get a little bit more into, you know, why he chose faith and hope and then love being the greatest. Second reason why love is the greatest, spiritual gifts have an expiration date. We have an expiration date, right? We are going to, at least earthly, we have an expiration date. And so those gifts that we have here on earth aren't going to keep on going. They'll cease, but they will ultimately cease when the word is made new, when what is partial yields to what is perfect. Perfect is Christ. We're going to be reunited with Christ. And so when that becomes perfect, those spiritual gifts don't really go away, but they go away here, right? And so when we're talking about what we're doing here, that's, you know, love is what we need. Love became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of his only Son, from the Father, full of grace and truth. So, again, God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, right? We got Jesus. Jesus died for us. That was the biggest one.